Hello and welcome. This is In Depth, the PSA program you're listening to right now on all Lotus radio stations. The host is Ian Sorensen. I am him. And in the studio for my first interview, it is Gina Stanchfield from Strawberry Fields Animal Rescue. And it's been a while since we've had you in here, Gina.
Yes, it has. Good morning, Ian. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And you've got some changes that have been made, for sure, right?
Yes, we actually bought our permanent new location. We're out in Wellington in the Topaz area, and we have more land. We have 3 acres. It's really a beautiful place. We have a lot of mature trees, and we've been making lots of improvements. We've been there now. It's been a year in April.
Been a year. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me kind of the before and after. Where were you? How many animals were you able to deal with? And what are you looking at now, situation-wise?
Well, we're actually in residential now, where before we were in agricultural. So as far as canines, our limits have gone down a little, but we're still doing so many other animals and other things that it's not really hindering us at all. And frankly, it's easier if you have less at one time because you can devote more time. We're more about quality than quantity.
I mean,
clearly, we still want to have a good turnover,
of course.
You want to do as much as you can with the dogs that come into your care, as well as the other animals, because oftentimes they come with baggage and abuse and neglect, and sometimes it takes time. Yeah, it takes time to get them rehabilitated and healthy and trained, you know, basic obedience training. And speaking of training, we're actually on Sundays at 10 a.m. now doing a dog class with Guy Yeaman, a professional dog trainer.
Really?
Yeah, it's really great. He's been doing dog classes in the Northern Nevada area for, I don't know, 30 years, if not longer.
Eons.
I've known him for about that long, and he's been really helpful to us. He does classes at the Y, Incline, Kale Community, Sparks, Carson, Gardnerville, Reno. I mean, he's everywhere. So right now he's doing Sunday classes at 10 a.m. at our location, which is 1465 Sandstone Drive in Wellington, Nevada.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So what kind of animals have you expanded? I know you've kind of had a limit drop a little bit as far as dogs, but as far as other maybe off-the-wall kind of animals that you wouldn't normally deal with, have you been working with those, or what's
the deal? Well, we always deal with a little bit of everything, and as you asked me before, we were actually at 903 Waterloo Lane in Gardnerville on Highway 88 at the intersection there, and we've always had anything from farm animals to parrots, reptiles, chickens, dogs, cats, you know, horses, donkeys.
Any and all, pretty much.
Yeah, we've done, it's just whatever we can accommodate at the moment.
Of course.
And with our new location, we've, you know, it's been, when we moved in, it's kind of like a blank slate with lots of weeds and lots of stuff and having to make multiple improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have, we're featuring Brownie. He's a chocolate Labrador. He's actually 12 years young. He was fairly neglected for many years. He was from the Bay Area, and he's about 45 pounds. He's microchipped, neutered, vaccinated, crate trained. When we got him, he knew nothing. He's now doing really well, super active, pretty athletic. He's not like an old fogey, you know?
Yeah, he can move around.
Yeah, he's really, really people-friendly, dog-friendly. We take him hiking, and, you know, he's doing really well. So we're hoping that someone's looking for a spry senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and they can view all our pets on our Facebook page, which is also on our website, which is strawberryfieldsrescue.com.
Cool.
And we also offer full service pet grooming to support our rescue. We just finished our grooming shop some months ago, and we're making many improvements to the new property. We've put up horse enclosures. We're working on our kennels and just doing a lot of cleaning. We're trying to get some donations of building materials and or contractors.
Okay.
We have a 40-foot, like a corrugated metal barn, an RV barn. It's huge, but it has some missing panels on the roof. And I've been trying to find someone to help us repair that as well.
So Lord knows it's not just money you're looking for. I mean, if somebody can just offer their services.
Yeah, we're always looking for things like lumber, concrete, railroad ties, planting soil. We are putting a fenced-in lawn area right now. So we can. Okay. It's a good place for like meet and greets or to exercise dogs or canine evaluations as well. We also always look for donations of blankets and dog towels and toys. And since we have horses now as well, shavings. you know, horse food, oats, alfalfa,
right.
Dog and cat food. We have chickens. We've actually been rescuing a lot of chickens. We found we had one surrendered, just skin and bones, really sickly.
Oh, man.
Another one we found in a snow drift a while back when there was the big snowstorm.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be beautiful. We just rehomed him. He went to a farm down in Smith Valley.
Oh,
he was a young rooster. And other things we're looking for are a donation of a van, a tractor, or a pickup truck, because we have a much larger property. And the van would be instrumental for transporting animals to and from the veterinarian, doing just transport, picking up supplies, donations of pet food. And we have such a huge property now, the tractor is a good thing.
Yeah, that's going to be good for long distances.
Yeah.
And then, so you've said we a couple of times. So how many people do you have working with you there?
Well, it's my daughter Jessica and I. She is the apple that didn't fall far from the tree. She helps me with everything on an everyday basis. And she's very talented. In fact, she used to train dogs with Guy Yeaman some years ago. So she's a very good hand, a good dog handler. And one of the big things we're looking for is to raise money to pay off our balance at Carson Valley Veterinary Hospital, because without doing that, we're not able to continue our rescue efforts, you know, when our vet bill gets too big. And people can also make payments directly to them in Minden, and their number is 782-3693. And just so everyone knows, we are a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization. And, you know, we're always looking for any items and volunteers on occasion. Right now, we just have mostly, like, physical labor.
Right.
For our volunteering, you know.
Okay.
So
and anybody might be listening. I mean, if you had stuff to spare, it sounds like you use any and all.
And
could they just kind of come by and drop them off, or would you prefer
they can come by? It would be best if they call. They also, you know, we go on our Facebook page. We're not on it every day because we're super busy.
Right. Sounds like it.
You know, people can contact us. They can call us at our phone, which is 775-265-3130. We also have a GoFundMe page, and it is GoFundMe.com/RebuildSVAR. People can mail check or money orders to our P.O. Box, 6553 Gardnerville, Nevada, 89460. And, of course, paying down the vet bill is really important.
That's the big one. So what's, I mean, as far as the move goes, what's been the biggest obstacle for you?
Oh my God, we had to camp for 6 weeks in a 37-foot park trailer with 40 animals and my elderly father and my daughter and son-in-law in Silver Springs, because we were told we were evicted on Valentine's Day because the landlord decided to sell. And so we had to find a place and pre-qualify, and we actually put our kennels and dog pens and our shed on the property before we even closed escrow, because we had nowhere to put them.
Right.
We had two 30-foot storage containers. You know, there was a lot of trailers and moving, but it must have been a meant to be. It all worked out. And so, you know, it's a beautiful place. We really like it. The neighborhood's been super welcoming. And again, people can go onto our website, strawberryfieldsrescue.com. There's YouTube videos. We have plenty of YouTube videos just on YouTube. I believe I have an interview with you guys there. We've done a few interviews.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the paw print we wish to leave on the planet. And our slogan is one by one until there are none on a wing and a prayer and a paw.
Oh, beautiful. That's a beautiful sentiment. And
that's
a good thing to end on. Actually, I want to reiterate, where can they find you physically again at your
physically,
new location?
Physically, it's 1465 Sandstone Drive, Wellington, Nevada. And we want people to know we're still out there doing the good work that we do. We've rehomed several animals since we've been there. You know, it's just, it's a constant effort, you know, and we don't want people to forget that we're still in it to win it and help the animals.
That's why you're here, is to let people know you're still around and doing the good work that you're doing.
Yes, I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And dog bless.
There we go. That's the best way you could say it. It's Gina Stanchfield from Strawberry Fields Animal Rescue. Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you, Ian. Have a wonderful day.
You too.